If you have your Bible this morning, turn to 1 Peter chapter number 3. 1 Peter chapter number 3, verse number 15. The Bible says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you of the reason, the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. For it is better, if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit." Praise the Lord. I won't preach this more in just a little while, if God be my help, on having a good conscience. Amen. Having a good conscience. As we look at this and we see, it appears here as Peter's are talking that there was a lot of affliction that was taking place in the early church. The Bible says in verse 13 that and he who is who will harm you, and who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? But and if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Amen. So what he's saying here, he said, it appears that the world is ganging up on you. It appears like the world is coming at us from every direction. Amen. And it seems like it today. It seems like the world is wanting to shut us up and shut us down. They're coming at us from every direction. Praise God. They want to gang up on us. But praise God. He said, but sanctify. He said, all this is happening. But Peter says in verse 15, he said, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Amen. In other words, he says, all this is happening. All this we're seeing happening. All this we know is happening. But he said, just focus on the Lord. Amen. Make him the primary focus of your life, praise God, and it'll all be okay. What we need to do today is just focus on the Lord today, praise God. That's just sanctify the Lord. Set aside the Lord in our hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man and ask you to hope then you with meekness and fear. So he said we need to focus on the Lord when everything else is going awry in our lives. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad the Lord makes a difference, ain't you? Lord makes a difference in our hearts, our lives, our minds, our homes, our churches, and he'll make a difference in our communities, in our country, if we'll seek the Lord with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength, the way God determined for it to be in the beginning, praise God. But what he does here, he begins to give us a simple explanation of hope, praise God. He said, that's what we should have. Amen. He said, be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that's in you. Amen. Not some great big theological comment from the Word of God or some theologian has a spewed out there that you've memorized, that you give out. And he said, it's not about that. But he said, what we need to do is be ready to give a simple example, praise God, a simple explanation of the hope that you have. Amen. Praise God. And the Lord says, when we do that, we begin to shine bright in that darkness. Amen. And the darkness, when the Lord shines in it, the darkness has to flee. So he said, we need to have a simple explanation of the hope that, where is our hope this morning? Our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ, right? Amen. The blessed hope of his appearing, praise God. One of these days, when he appears, said we'll be with him where he is. We'll see him as he is, praise God. But I'm glad I can see him now. I'm glad I can see the Lord Jesus Christ high and lifted up. I'm glad I see him and know that he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. And I know that he's there for a purpose to make intercession for you and me. Amen. I'm glad it's that way. Amen. Because I need it every day, don't you? We need all the help, the hope, and the strength that we can get. We don't have it in ourselves. We don't have the ability to serve God like we ought to. But I'm glad that there's a God in heaven and he gives us that opportunity to shine brighter, praise God, in the darkness that we comprehend in this world as it gets darker and darker, and it will. The Bible said it'll wax worse and worse and in the end. But praise God, for a child of God, it means we just shine brighter than we've ever shone before. It's if we stay close to God, we direct our hope and our help in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we ask God to help us today. Amen. Praise God. So that those around us can see Christ in us, that hope of glory. Amen. The hope of his appearing, praise God. So it's important to have a good conscience, he says, in order to do that. Praise God, that we might resist the devil in the days that we live. The importance of a good conscience. Amen. So we'd have that boldness when people ask us of our hope. A boldness, praise God. We need a boldness. What's wrong with the church today? We've lost our boldness. I mean, used to people, they weren't ashamed to brag on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we're saying, we're afraid of what somebody might say or what somebody might think. Amen, praise God. I won't say praise God. I want to be more afraid of what God might say, what God might think. Amen, time to just lift up our voices. Pray God give us a Holy Ghost boldness. Just step out in faith and say, you know what? I'm a child of God. The Lord Jesus Christ loved me. He saved me by His marvelous grace. And I'm just going to tell it everywhere I go. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Just put it out there. You say, preacher, they may not like it. That's all right. Praise the Lord. You give them something to think about. Amen. Praise God. I don't know how many people that we've communicated with, we talked with, we prayed with, we've tried to communicate, and a whole lot of them didn't want to hear it. Amen. But a whole lot of them down the road, praise God, come back and they say, preacher, I've got somebody's sick, somebody's this, somebody's that. Would you pray? Amen. Praise God. And we get to talking to them. So, well, you need to get to where you can pray. And God begins to deal with it. The Holy Ghost, God begins to deal with their heart and they begin to realize where they're at, what they need, and they can have the same power with God that you do. And so they begin to, praise God, through that good conscience that we have, praise God, because of we're shining that light in the darkness, folks can become saved, praise God, born again, praise God, ready to go to heaven. Have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's the only thing that matters. That praise what we do with Lord Jesus Christ and what Lord Jesus Christ does with us. And one day in a little while, He's going to call us, praise God, home to be with Him. But He said we need to have that good consciousness, amen, that good conscience before God. A Holy Ghost boldness, praise God, so we can pass out hope in a liberal fashion. We ought to be able to tell people what Jesus done for you. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't know what Jesus really done. Jesus died for you on the cross of Calvary, praise God. He took your sins upon Him for you. I mean, He became sin, praise God, on the cross of Calvary, so that through Him you might be saved. Praise God. That's pretty big, I think. Amen. Praise God. Without that, I'd have no hope in this world. But I'm glad I have the hope and I can share it with others. Amen. But praise God, if we've got a good conscience toward the Lord, praise God, we can have the confidence, amen, with boldness to share the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. I thank Him for what He done for me. I'll never get tired of telling what He did for me on a Wednesday night, 1976. He come to where I was, praise God, when I couldn't get to Him, I couldn't reach up high enough, praise God, I couldn't bring Him down, praise God, He reached down to where I was and saved me by His marvelous grace. Showed me that He loved me, praise God. And I said, Lord, please forgive me an old sinner. I know that You love me and You care for me. Lord, I said, Lord, I don't want to die and go to hell. Amen. That place wasn't made for me. Praise the Lord. And Jesus Christ said, son, you don't have to go. Boy, I tell you, I had me a spell right then. Amen. He said, you don't have to go to hell, praise God. He said, I loved you and I died for your sins, so praise God. You know what sends you to hell? Sin. Amen. Praise God. Sin. Praise. You know what the sin is that sends you there? You say, preacher, is it drinking? No. Is it whoremonging? No. Is it the things of this world? No, it's not that. It's rejecting Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's what sends you to hell when you reject the Savior. But let me tell you what you get when you get Him. When you get the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, praise God, through a good consciousness in Him, you get the gift of God, praise God, and you get the help of the Holy Spirit who moves into you, praise God. For by grace you're saved through faith, and not of yourself. It is the gift of God, and God moves in, and He begins to move in your heart, and the Holy Spirit of God gets you to know how much God loves you, how much God's done for you, and you get so excited in Him, praise God, that you try to get closer to Him day by day, and as you do that, God just begins to bless you and helps you, and He loves on you in so many ways, praise God, that you have to like one of them. Amen. And then you like another one, and another one, praise God. And then it gets so good, praise Lord, you'll get to looking forward one day when you can be with Him where He is. Amen. Amen. And it gets better. The Bible says it gets better farther on. Amen. Praise God. The longer I'm in this thing, the more I like it. Praise God. Somebody said the other day, talking about going to church, said, yeah, said, I have to go to church. I said, glory to God, I'm glad I don't have to go to church. And I said, what do you mean? You're the pastor. What do you mean you don't have to go to church? I said, glory to God, I don't have to go to church. I said, glory to God, to His name. I said, I get to go to church. I get to go worship God. I get to get together with my brothers and sisters in Christ. I get to rejoice in the Lord. I get to sing praises to Him. It's a gift. It's a precious gift from God. Amen. Amen. Don't take it lightly. Don't take it for granted, praise God, that we're able to gather together. You say, preacher, why do we do that? Because we need it. In order to keep a good conscience towards God, we need to gather together. The Bible said, fail not to assemble yourself together as custom some is. He said, more as you see today approaching, we need more of this than we've ever needed it before. Amen. Somebody say amen. Praise God. We see the way the things is going. We see the direction that people go without God. Amen. Said we're down to, I think they said that they, down to 32% that profess themselves to be, to have some form of religion. Tells you how far in the hole we are. Amen. We need to be digging back up. We need that Holy Ghost boldness, praise God. The importance of a good consciousness towards God is working for Him and loving Him, praise God, because He first loved us. He loved you when you was lost. Amen. When you was out in the world doing your own thing, following the prince and power of this present world, which is the devil. He said we were, in Ephesians 2, Charles taught on this morning, we were the children of disobedience. But God, who is rich in mercy, praise God, ain't you glad He is? He come to where you was, praise God, showed you your sinfulness, but said, I love you anyway. He said, I sent my only begotten Son to die for you, that through Him you can be saved. I'm glad it's that way. Amen. Praise God. But we got to realize, praise God, our conscience, and we have to have a good consciousness toward God. Having a good conscience, praise God, is a good thing. That means that we have it means we have our mindset on things that are right. That our consciousness is not defiled. The Bible says in First Titus chapter 1. Let me just read that to you. In Titus chapter number 1. The Bible says this in verse 15. He said, unto the pure all things are pure, and unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. You think about that. I read that the other day, and I thought, my goodness, that explains why the world's in the shape it is. Amen. Without pure hearts, without a good consciousness towards God, amen, there is no hope. The people are just in unbelief, and when people are in unbelief, then there's nothing that's pure. There's nothing that, praise God, that's sacred anymore. Amen? And we get ourselves into a mess. Said, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. He said, we've become unwashed and we've become dirty. Basically what it's saying. He said, we become filthy in our relationships. He said, we become filthy in what we do. Amen. And said, when you're unwashed, when you're unclean, praise God, you just keep getting dirtier and dirtier. Anybody have windows in your house? Amen. And your windows, over time, they get dirty. Amen. And when your windows begin to get dirty, and the dirtier they get, guess what happens? The less light they let in. So if your window gets dirtier and dirtier, and the light doesn't come in, so inside it gets darker and darker. We kind of made a mistake when we added on our sunroom, the house, and we took out the door with the windows in it, and it's got the doors and windows in it, but you got the sunroom, and it took away a whole lot of our light that come into the living room. Same way happens when your windows get dirty and they begin to get darker and darker. And then the light quits coming in and it allows less and less light over time, so it gets darker and darker in the house. That's the same way it is when our conscience is defiled, amen. Praise God, we get out of the light, we get away from the light, and we just get darker and darker. Our Bible study, praise God, it becomes more difficult in the dark. Amen. Our church attendance becomes more difficult. The devil likes that one. The devil likes it when you say, well, you know, I'd go to church, but. Let me tell you something. If you listen to the devil, he'll give you 10 reasons before you get out of bed why not to come to church. Amen. He'll give you 10 excuses why not to come. Amen. And if we're careful, we'll listen to him. And praise God. Because of the darkness, it gets more difficult, praise God, to praise the Lord. Amen. Praise His name. Amen. And it gets more difficult, praise God, the darker it gets to find your way around. Amen. You get a house that's dark. Now, I go all through my house in the black dark. I've went through the room so much before, praise God, I can pretty much traverse. Every now and then I'll run into a corner. Amen. Stump my toe on the doorway. But you say, well, how can you do it? Because if you ain't careful, you get used to the dark. Amen. I'm telling you, in America, we're getting used to the dark. We need to have a good consciousness toward God, praise God, where we say, you know what? Let God be true and every man a liar. We need to trust what God says and not believe what men say. Men will deceive you. They'll lead you in the wrong direction. They'll take you a place where you can't get back from. Amen? If we'll let them. But we got to be careful. We can't go in the wrong direction. It's like a man like... I've always kind of liked them big Lincoln Town cars. I thought about this. It's nice, Brother Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Big old Lincoln Town car, son. They say they ride real well. I've rode in a couple, but never got to drive one. But what if you got you one of them big Lincoln Town cars, and you got that thing, and it's got all the buttons, the bells, and the whistles, and old fella gets in that thing, and he's going down the road, and he's got a business trip in a town, and he heads out the road, and he gets going down through that down that road, he's traveled it many, many times before, and he says, you know, I got this, I know what I'm doing, and then that little voice comes on there, you know, this nice lady's voice comes over his speaker. And she says, the road is blocked ahead. He said, no, the road ain't blocked ahead. I travel this all the time. I know what I'm doing. And just a minute, a few seconds later, she said, the road is blocked ahead. And she keeps saying this every few seconds. He said, the road is blocked ahead. He said, no, the road ain't blocked ahead. I travel this all the time. So finally he gets aggravated, frustrated. He just jumps out, reaches under the dice, and goes pulling out waters. Amen. Till that voice quits saying that. Amen. But if we ain't careful, we'll do the same thing. In fact, we have no problem, praise God, reaching under the dice and pulling out those wires of consciousness. Amen. So we don't hear that still small voice no more. That consciousness, praise God, that shows us, praise God, the way that the air of our ways in the direction of God's. So he pulls out those wires. He says, now I got that. I fixed that. She won't tell me nothing no more. Amen. So he gets back in that big old town car and he goes on down the road and gets down there a few miles and the road's blocked. Amen. Now listen to me. The road's blocked. Just what that voice that was speaking to him, it was right and he was wrong. But he disallowed the voice. And now he's done reached up there and he's done pour out that speaker. And now he can't get no help. Amen. If he hadn't have done that, praise God. If he would have listened, praise God, through the ability that the voice had, it could have redirected him in the right path. But he's done reached up and reached up and tore out the wire. Sometimes if we ain't careful, that's what we do. Amen. We'll just reach up and rip out those wires and we'll say, no, I don't have to listen to that. I know what I'm doing. How many times have we done that? I got this. Amen. And the Holy Spirit of God is speaking to our heart. The Holy Spirit of God's trying to tell us the right way, but we've done ripped out the connection. Amen. No longer a voice to listen to. Hello? Amen. No way to figure out, we're at a roadblock, nowhere else to go, and no way to figure out how we need to get around it. Don't know how to get to the other side. Let me tell you how to get to the side of Lord Jesus Christ. He sent the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, praise God, to be with us and show us the way. Amen. To minister to us, praise God, the things that we need ministered to in the day and hour we live. That's what He tells us here in the Word of God, praise God. That it was through Jesus Christ that did that. And we need to have that good consciousness towards God. Having a good conscience is important. Amen. A lot of people say, well, it don't matter. It does matter. Amen. Your consciousness, praise God, in being right with God. And see, your conscience, it's not dependent on what you do. And it's not dependent on what you don't do. But listen to me. It depends on what Jesus Christ done for you on Calvary. That's what makes the difference. He said in verse 18, he said, for Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. But He said, because of me, I can show you the way. I'm glad Jesus is the way. He said, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Amen. Praise God. Ain't you glad that way? Because through Him, praise God, we have a good conscience toward God. Where we listen to Him, praise God. And the conscience that we have is because of the cross of Calvary that God give us. It's because of the cross, praise God, and our consciousness is steered and not seared. Amen? You can have a seared conscience. Amen? If we ain't very careful. We just allow and accept everything that comes away. But praise God, it'll not get you nowhere. But when we love Lord Jesus Christ and seek His appearance and we start looking to the cross of Calvary, we start seeing some help. We start receiving the help that God has for us. Amen. Let me just give you an example. They was two fellows that hung out with Jesus quite a bit. One of them's name was Simon Peter, and the other's name was Judas. Amen. You know the story of these two fellows. They both followed Jesus. They was both with Jesus the time of His ministry. Amen. When He was ministering here on earth, they both had a part in the ministry of Christ. But there come a day and an hour, come an evening, when both of them would deny and reject the Lord Jesus Christ. Both of them would sin against God. Amen. Would sin against the Lord. The same evening, Peter and Judas both sinned against God. Both of them turned their back on the Savior. You say, preacher, what was the difference with them? Amen. The difference with them was the power of seeing the cross of Calvary. See, one of these fellas, for 30 pieces of silver, he said, hey, listen, I know you want him. If for 30 pieces of silver, said, I'll put him in your hands. Said, I'll give you the Lord Jesus. I'll give you Jesus Christ, the anointed one of God. He said, for 30 pieces of silver, I wonder what we'd sell our soul for. Amen. A lot of people are selling their soul for a whole lot less than that. Amen. Than 30 pieces of silver. But we see him as Judas takes that 30 pieces of silver and he takes them out there and he gives them Jesus. We see Peter. Peter's there, and you know, when they took the Lord, they fled away. I mean, Peter stood bold for a minute. I mean, he even took his knife out, whopped off Malchus's ear. Amen. And the Lord said, you know, put that away. And he did. And then they fled. And then Peter's there, and they begin to question him about this man Jesus. He said, I don't know who you're talking about. Three times he denied and rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know what the difference was between him and Judas? Judas come back, and he said, hey, listen, I messed up. And he took and threw down that 30 pieces of silver that they had paid him for Jesus. And you know what he did then? He went out looking for a tree and he hung himself. Amen. He hung himself on a tree. Peter realized, and his heart was broken, that he had done exactly what Jesus said he would do. He said, Peter, you need to pray that you won't be tempted. Peter didn't pray like he should have. Amen. And he rejected the Savior. And when that cock crew, he said, three times he had already rejected and he had already denied the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible said he went out and wept bitterly. But Peter didn't go looking for a hanging tree. Peter went looking and he saw the cross of Calvary. Amen. Judas died for his sin. Peter was made effective in his sin because he looked to the cross of Calvary and lived for Jesus. That's the difference. That's the difference of a good conscience towards God. Amen. The Bible says in Numbers chapter 21, he said, the children of Israel's out there in the wilderness, and they begin, the Bible says, begin to murmur against God and against Moses. Amen. Now, God was feeding them every day with manna. That's bread from heaven. And they got tired of it. How in the world could you get tired of bread from heaven? And they begin to murmur. Let me just show you. Numbers chapter 21. So the people spake against God and against Moses. Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? That's a question. For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. Amen. That manna was kind of like a honey wafer that they found every day, and it supplied all the nutrition they needed. Amen. To satisfy them. Praise God. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. It don't pay to rebel against God. So therefore the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." And Moses prayed for the people. Amen. The people rebelled against God, rebelled against the man of God. And God sent fiery serpents. Thousands were dying because of fiery serpents. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live." And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole. Amen. Now, brass type of judgment. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. Amen. So the Bible teaches us here, praise God, that the children of Israel had rebelled against God and done things against God, and God they had spoken against God and the Lord and Moses, and God sent fiery serpents into their midst, and they began to bite them, and people began to live, thousands began to die. And they said, "Hey, listen," they said, God said, Moses, you take and make a serpent and put it upon a pole. And when they look upon that serpent, they'll live. It don't matter how bad they've been bitten. I guess whether they've been bitten once or bitten twice, how much sin they got in their lives. It don't matter, praise God. He said, if we'll look upon that serpent, they'll live. But people continued to die. You say, "Preacher, why would they continue to die?" Because it was too simple. Too simplistic. It was too simple, praise God. When the pain and agony was coming from the sinfulness of the world, just look upon that serpent on the pole that they might live. It was just too simple. The world today, praise God, not having a good conscience, not realizing what God can do, we won't look upon this pole, we won't look upon the serpent, we won't look to the cross of Calvary, that's what that serpent was. It was a cross, the type of the cross of Calvary where Jesus died for our sins.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus was God was appointing them to the cross. Jesus was a type of that serpent. Amen. Serpent, a type of sin. Jesus became sin, so that we could be saved. And the simplicity of it was too simple for them. It was too small a thing. We're out here in the wilderness. We're being bitten by serpents. Sin is everywhere. And he said, just look and live. Look to the cross of Calvary. Look to Lord Jesus Christ and live. Live forever. Not die. Amen. But it's too simple. The world today thinks it's too simple. Just look at an old cross, a place called Calvary, a man called Jesus. Yeah, but he was 100% God. He was the God-man. And he hung on the cross of Calvary, and he became sin of the world. He would breathe out the words. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" He became sin. He that knew no sin became sin on the cross of Calvary. Can you imagine? Can you imagine a man who's perfect, who had never sinned, had a bad thought, never entertained a bad thought, never said a bad word, hanging on the cross, and all the sins of the world, past, present, and future, was piled and stacked upon him. Amen. And God Almighty said, just look and live. And the whole world was around. The whole world's around today. And all we got to do is look to the cross of Calvary and live in a good conscience towards God. Amen. Just accepting what He did for us on Calvary. Amen. Because He died for us. Because He lived for us. Amen. He makes it possible that we can live with Him forever. Amen.
Amen.
said if we just follow the counsel of God, as God speaking to her heart, Peter was bitten. Amen. He became he was bitten. He was bitten by his own sin, but because he looked to the cross of Calvary, praise God, he came out victorious, and he went on for God. Amen. Judas was bitten. Amen. And Judas, instead of looking to the cross, instead of looking to the that serpent, that type of sin that was for him, he went out and found him a tree, and he hung himself. Amen. The tree of Calvary or an old death tree. Amen. Judas chose the wrong tree. Amen. He went out and found the wrong tree. When you try to do it within yourself, praise God, you'll get a hold of the wrong thing. Amen. But praise God, when Peter looked at that cross, the cross of Calvary, and saw Jesus Christ, his Savior, dying for him, automatically, immediately, he was forgiven. Amen. When we look at the cross of Calvary, when we realize that what Jesus done for us on Calvary, it tells us here in the Word of God that through His death, He's put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. It's that Spirit of God that makes Him alive. It's the same Spirit of God that makes us alive when we look unto Him. Amen. For life and life eternal. God gives us that peace that we need through Him. He gives us that good conscience towards God because we accept what took place on Calvary. Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Amen. And rose. He had to. But I'm glad it says that He rose again on the third day, victorious over death and the grave. I'm glad I don't have to worry about them no more. Amen. You say, preacher, you don't think you're going to die? Well, probably in this flesh I will. But praise God, when I go out here in the flesh, I'm going to be more alive than I've ever been in my life. In the presence of the Lord, I'm going to be with Him. He said, be absent from the body, this old hindering thing, and to be present with the Lord. Amen. I'm going to be with my Lord Jesus Christ one day in just a little while, and you can be too. If we'll just receive what He did and come with a good conscience. You say, preacher, how do I come with a good conscience? Through Jesus Christ our Savior. Peter says, hey, listen, he said, there's a lot of affliction, things is rising up. And he said, it don't look good for the home team. But he said, praise God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through having a good conscience. You say, preacher, how do I have a good conscience? By trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It's the only thing that matters today. Everything else is secondary. But Jesus said, if we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, everything we need will be added to us when we put Jesus first. Amen. It makes God happy. Amen. And brings a smile on His face when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior.